It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, thanks so much for downloading the 275th edition of the Lane Mitchell Show weekly podcast. I've actually been podcasting longer than the internet's been around. I just figured, hey, let's start recording my talking in anticipation of a fiber optic conduit to zip it all around the world. What do you know? I got lucky. Okay, maybe not quite that long. Anyway, highlights from the past week's shows, heard weekdays 3 to 7 on Sonic 1029, and occasionally live acoustic performances from some of your favorite bands. I can't say too much at this point, but you are going to be really, really, really excited when you hear who's going to be popping by for a quick little Sonic sesh in the coming weeks here. And yes, that will be a part of this podcast. You enjoy it? Follow me on Twitter at Laneroo, L-A-Y-N-E-R-O-O, or let's be Facebook friends.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
The 13th of January, you know, it was on this date in 1854, the accordion was invented. 161 years ago today. I'll bet you 161 years ago tomorrow, we had already realized what a terrible idea that was. And a new study claims there's a link between circumcision and developing ADHD. Yeah, these researchers assert that peeling the old carrot before the age of 5 is such a physically traumatizing event that it can permanently alter brain chemistry. Many criticize the study, though, including anyone who's ever read a book, ever. And we all know that the next Ghostbusters movie we see will more likely be a reboot than a sequel. It was rumored a while back, too, that the Ghostbusters, this time around, may be women. Adding fuel to that fire, Melissa McCarthy is in talks to join the cast. You know, I posted something about this recently on Facebook, and I ended up deleting the thread after feminists and anti-feminists started arguing whether or not women, as a gender, had what it took to bust ghosts. You guys are all missing the point. In the words of the infamous Ray Parker Jr., bustin' is supposed to make you feel good. If you're not feeling good, you're doing it wrong. You're doing ghost busting wrong.
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
The 61st birthday of former WWE star Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Remember him? I was never into wrestling, but I'll be honest, even a 7-year-old Lane Mitchell found the persona a little confusing. Hacksaw Jim Duggan always entered the ring carrying a length of 2x4. A hacksaw, though, is for cutting metal. I think whoever planned that one out maybe took one too many hits to the head with one of those fake prop chairs. And a fish at Canada's Vancouver Aquarium was given a prosthetic eye to keep him from getting picked on by bullies. Aquarium officials say the fish had an eye removed about 2 years ago when a case of cataracts failed to heal. Since then, doctors say the other fish are picking on him and stealing his food. Am I the only one here that thinks they overlooked the obvious solution of creating an anti-fish bullying campaign? Guess so. And the assistant professor of dermatology at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City revealed this week that people in North America chronically overbathe themselves and insists we only need to shower every 2 to 3 days. And take it from him, rock boys. The assistant professor of dermatology sounds like a guy who gets a lot of action. Am I right?
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
A man in the UK was arrested after being caught selling fake bottles of Jack Daniels to tourists. Lab analysis of the bottles showed they contained not alcohol, but rather hold on to your lunch. They were laced with urine and feces. Probably to give the so-called whiskey color. No word on how long this guy's been at it, but I'm guessing quite a while, based on the fact that Jack Daniels and both taste like. And hey, have you ever wondered why women seem to be really into creative men, you know, rock stars, poets, that kind of thing? Well, it's not the huge income from that arts degree of theirs. Rather, a new study shows that women dig creative types because they associate art-based creativity with intelligence, work ethic, and good genes. Good genes? Oh, they probably mean the ones without the rhinestones in the back pocket, right? And V Magazine has published nude pictures of Miley Cyrus in its latest issue. I've never even heard of V Magazine. But I have a hunch I know what the V stands for now. That said, you're not going to have to fight me to be first in line to sneak a peek. With her current haircut, Miley Cyrus, to me, kind of looks like Vanilla Ice with boobs. I don't know about you, but that visual is enough to give me nightmares all on its own.
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
The 16th of January, it was on this date in 1987 that Red M&M's returned for the first time in 11 years after being banned because the original red dye caused cancer in lab rats. Now, while cancer is no laughing matter, I will confess I do struggle not to smile just a little bit when I picture little rats sitting down eating M&M's. And business news, Target is closing 133 stores and pulling out of Canada. What are we, your prom date, Target? Come on. A lot of retail experts are saying they missed the mark. I don't know. I liked that store. Sad to see them go. And entertainment news, rumors are circulating once again that The View might be getting axed at the end of this season. Sources claim that execs feel the new changes to the show haven't translated to the ratings they were hoping for, and they figure after 18 seasons, maybe it's time to just cut their losses. And Us Weekly magazine claims that Justin Bieber and Keith Richards from the Rolling Stones ran into one another at Turks and Caicos last month. What do you suppose Justin Bieber and Keith Richards could have possibly talked about? You know, despite my best efforts, I cannot reenact that conversation in my head.
The Lane Mitchell Show, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
The 19th of January, it was on this date in 1955 that Scrabble first went on sale. It was also on this day that the word Zepfent was first used and Quaxfin. And hey, 2014 was the hottest year on record. To be fair, though, I mean, the Earth is 4.5 billion years old. We've been measuring for about 100. Ooh, and a hot hipster trend alert to tell you about. Dyeing your beard to look like a rainbow. Rainbow beards. Remember in Back to the Future 2, Marty McFly traveled ahead to the year 2015, hopped out of that souped-up DeLorean to find a world of self-lacing shoes and hoverboards? If time travel really were possible, imagine Marty's colossal disappointment when he realized that the current fashion trend could best be described as vibrantly colored homeless pioneer. And this is too bad. Black Crow star Rich Robinson says the band is done. I'll be honest, I think I was more surprised they were still together. Don't get me wrong, 1996 me could not be more shocked. You really don't hear much from those guys these days. This is considering, of course, they did put out 3 albums in the last 10 years.
The Lane Mitchell Show. Mitchell Show. Podcast. Yeah. Like what you're hearing? Check out the Gardner Andrews Show to Go podcast at Sonic1029.com.